As I said, my name is Father Dennis Martin. I'm a retired priest of the Davenport, Iowa Diocese. Davenport Diocese is the southeast part of Iowa. There's four dioceses in Iowa: Dubuque's northeast, and Sioux City's northwest, and Des Moines southwest, and pretty well equally divided, and we're southeast. So I've been a priest for 52 years. And I've been a sponsor for this organization, Unbound, that I represent for about 20 years. Priests like myself came to one of my churches in Iowa, and I became a sponsor 20 years ago or so and have stayed with them ever since, and I really enjoyed the relationship I've had with several children in that program in other countries. And so when I retired, they said, well, you got all this extra time now. Would you like to go and, preach like here and elsewhere around the Midwest and try to get more sponsors? And because I value the program so much, I said yes, that I would do that. And I want to thank Father Mike, especially the pastor here, for inviting Unbound to come this weekend. He himself is a sponsor. Also, I'd just say a little bit about logistics, what I'm doing here today. These are the things I brought with me, the folders. And we have some up here on the steps to my right. Pat's going to be in charge of these. She's a sponsor in your parish. And I understand there's other people in the parish that are sponsors, so thank you very much. Paul's going to be in the back as you go out. There's a table set outside, such a nice day, other than being very hot. And so he's out there with another bunch of folders like this. And these have youth and children and elderly in 18 different countries are represented. And so I'll explain a little bit more about the folder here at the end, but this is where we're located, in the back and right up here in front. And we hope you stop by one of the stations after Mass. Let's say a little bit about our readings today. Our second reading today is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. And Paul urges the Galatians to serve one another through love. And he says, the whole law is fulfilled in one statement. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. In our offertory prayer, I went to that offertory prayer. I like it today. It says, in a few minutes we'll have the offertory prayer. It says, the deeds by which we serve you, we ask God that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts that we offer. So we're saying, hey, we're bringing the bread and wine that represents ourselves, but there's something behind that bread and wine. It's not just bread and wine worth a few cents. It's that all that good that we're trying to do this past week and this coming week, we're bringing to the offertory. And our prayer after communion asks the Lord to bind us to Him in lasting charity so that we may bear fruit that lasts forever. In today's gospel, we see the determination on the part of Jesus not to deviate from the path on which he had set out to try to help the most vulnerable people. He says, no one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. So I come to you today, as I say, to give an opportunity to love your neighbor as yourself, which Paul urges, to offer worthy deeds at the offertory of the Mass along with your bread and wine, the opportunity to sponsor, to serve the most vulnerable. It allows us to keep our hand on the plow, looking straight ahead to the example of Jesus whom we are following. Our headquarters for Unbound is in Kansas City, Kansas. We have over 300,000 children and elderly sponsored in these 18 countries around the world by over 280,000 sponsors across the United States. And I've seen Unbound sponsorship at work up close. In October 2014, I traveled to El Salvador with Unbound on what's called an awareness trip. Unbound has awareness trips for sponsors to all the countries in which they have projects going. So if you have a child or an elderly person in one of those countries, you can travel. Every year they take trips. Some countries, I think, are every 2 years. But you can join that awareness trip. And I did. 25 of us sponsors from across the United States, we visited the Unbound Project for Children and Elderly in Santa Ana in El Salvador. Really make an effort to explain everything to you. You get to meet the child and his family that you sponsor. They go to a lot of lengths to show how the... It's $36 a month to sponsor with Unbound, and they go to a lot of extent to show how your money's spent. In December 2016, I traveled on another awareness trip for priests that do preaching like this that I'm doing. And we visited the Unbound Project in the Atitlan region of Guatemala. Atitlan is a very beautiful region of Guatemala. It's a big lake up in the mountains in Guatemala. It's surrounded by a couple of volcanoes and mountains. And also around the lake are these, it's a tourist area really. American tourists, European tourists come there. But it is also home to 8 indigenous communities that live around the lake. And that's where the Unbound has their projects. With sponsorship, you'll exchange letters and photos with your sponsored friends. You can even communicate now by email. And slowly you get to know the real person that you're helping so much. And they'll tell you in the letters, you know, all that they are able to do through your help. I saw in El Salvador, we visited some of the homes, the sponsor photos, the American people that sponsor, very prominently displayed in the homes of the people there. A lady, it's a two-way street, it really is. The sponsor gets a lot out of it as well as those sponsored. After Mass like this one day, a lady was telling me, "Father, I come home from work, I work hard all day. Take off my coat, I go get the mail. I look at the mail, maybe there's a couple advertisements, a couple bills, a shopper's paper. Then I see there's a letter from my sponsored child. I sit back in the chair and I read that letter. It just makes the whole day." Another lady said, I have a teenage girl in high school. She's taking Spanish. And so we sponsor a girl, one of the Spanish-speaking countries. I forget which one it was. And the two girls write back and forth, you know, and it's really helping her in her Spanish class here in the United States. I currently sponsor two girls in El Salvador, Vitali and Fatima, elderly man Antonio in Guatemala. When I first became a sponsor many years ago, I thought my primary task was probably to help a poor child go to school, for children to receive proper medical care, nutrition, and I'm doing that with the money I send. What I also learned from the letters, the photos, and the visits I was able to make is that there's a lot in it for me too. And that each of us shows and receives the love of God's Son. I'll share with you, you know, just 3 ways that I observed, I thought were more important ways, that Unbound was helping the people in Guatemala and El Salvador. First, if your child is of school age, they have to be in school. And that's not a given. You say, well, everybody goes to school here in the United States. No question about it, gotta go to school. But that's not the way it is. If there's a little expense to the school, book fee, transportation expense, uniforms, they all wear uniforms, public schools, private schools. Whatever that expense is of keeping the kids out of school, Unbound sees that that expense is met. Because you gotta get all the kids in school because education is the best way to break the cycle of poverty. And the second way I saw Unbound helping in Salvador and Guatemala is with the mothers' groups. They call them mothers' groups. There's a few fathers involved, but most of the fathers are working, trying to find work. If the child is in the program, his or her mother has to be part of one of these groups, mothers' groups. We visited 2 mothers' groups way up in the mountains in El Salvador. We had to take 4-wheel drive vehicles to get there. Each mother's group consists of about 30 mothers. They were kind of, when they had their meeting, they were in a circle, and they were always an Unbound social worker there to help with the progress of the meeting that they're having. And so, one mother will say, well, I got this problem, whatever it is. The mother over here says, well, I got some experience with that. I'd like to help. And over here, this mother says, well, I'd like to help too. So a lot of the problems get solved right there with the help of the social worker kind of guiding the thing. And they solve a lot of their own problems. So that mother's group is really an important thing. Listen to what one single mom who lives with her two sons in North Central El Salvador, what she said about the mother's group she's a part of. She says, before I was shy, I used to spend a lot of time at home. I never went out. I didn't have the ability to talk to other people. She said, now I'm a part of Unbound. I have friends. I share with them. We talk about our families and our children. I think the most important thing is I appreciate myself more, she said. So the first way is get all the children school age in school. The second way I saw them helping is the mother's group. The third way I observed Unbound helping families is through their microfinancing or small loan program. Unbound does have monies besides the $36 a month we send as sponsors. Some people are longtime sponsors like myself. They'll put Unbound in their will, so they have money that way. Other people just donate to Unbound without being a sponsor. So they do have other monies available. And they have this loan program, and loans can give people the financing to create a path out of poverty. In Guatemala, a man showed us his cow and his calf, very proud of them. A few years ago, he had little money. He got a loan from Unbound to buy the cow. He's had some calves from the cow. He sold them on the market, raised the family income. They also have scholarship program. And so the one girl, Nathalia, that I sponsor, she's in college now. Nobody's ever graduated from high school in her family, but it looks like she'll be graduating from college in El Salvador. Of course, college in El Salvador doesn't cost what it costs here, but still, it's significant what Unbound does for these scholarship kids that are going to school. A lot of them become, you know, the social workers or administrators of one kind or another. They come back and they work in the program, in the project for Unbound. A lady in El Salvador, she works in one of those factories that makes your shirts. You know, you look on the label, your shirt, made in El Salvador, made in Nicaragua, made in Honduras, someplace. So she was good at sewing, and she wanted to start her own business. And she got a loan to get a sewing machine. And she paid the loan back ahead of time from the earnings from her business. Elderly who are sponsored receive nutritional and medical aid, sometimes money for rent or house repairs. Also, social things are held for the elderly. They get together for meals, and when we were there, they came in two nights, and they put on dances from native dances from years ago. They were in their costumes. And some of the elderly said, well, we haven't been socializing together for years, but now Unbound has brought us back together. So one of the big things, just like here for senior citizens, is to try to break the isolation. And the isolation is worse because there's very few automobiles. Family might have an old truck or something. The guy's got that out working wherever he is, so there's no transportation for the people to come together. Unbound provides that. 92% of the money you give as a sponsor goes to the one you sponsor in the form of direct benefits, which the mothers' groups determine what that benefit will be every month, what they really need. The benefits are bought locally in the stores locally, so that helps that economy. 92% of the money, I say, goes to the one you sponsor in the form of direct benefits are in country, that country, to pay for the program, like to pay for the social workers. Charity Watch, Charity Navigator, these are watchdog organizations. They try to determine, is the charity really getting the money to those in most in need? If you put Unbound, you Google Charity Navigator, put Unbound in, you'll see it gives very high marks to Unbound. The cost of sponsorship, I say, is $36 a month. I'm gonna say a little bit more about the folder, because before I finish here, this is Dicey from Bolivia, 10-year-old girl from Bolivia. And inside the packet, you have a little biographical information about her, or what she likes to do at school, what she does at home, what her mother and father do for income, about the living conditions, about her house and so forth, and the program on the back that she's a part of. If you'd like to sponsor her, this is the sheet we need filled out. And like I say, we're up here in the front to my right. Our Paul's back there on the table outside. But we, of course, we need your name and address and email if you'd like to do that, phone number, and how you'd like to pay, and whether you'd like to pay monthly or semi-annually or quarterly or whatever you'd like to do. Automatic bank withdrawal is one way. Credit card, a lot of people have credit cards with them. It's very safe to give your information there. Check. Or if you don't have any way of doing that this morning, you can still do it by saying, please bill me, and they'll send a bill, and you can figure out how you want to pay later. You sign it and date it. If you did put your email up here and you want to receive the emails, you have to check these two boxes down here. But that's all there is to it. You give Paul or Pat this, and we keep this, and you take the packet, and really the sponsorship begins today. So as I say, I can really attest, I've never heard anybody that sponsored that said, I wish I wouldn't have got in this program. A few people, their financial situation changes, but that's no problem. You can call Unbound and tell them that, and they'll put another packet together and send it out, and you can stop sponsoring until you're maybe ready in the future. It's a two-way street. The sponsors, as well as those sponsored, receive so much love. Just a couple lines of a recent letter from Nathalia, the girl that's in college. Receive a courteous greeting and a warm hug, trusting in God that you are very well in health. I want to wish you the best in 2019. I hope that's full of blessings for you. Thanks for always writing me. I like to receive your letters, be able to read them. It's nice to be able to communicate through these letters. Thank you also for supporting me in my studies. I thank God for having you as my sponsor and know you support me in my studies. It's still hard for me to read your letters in English. I'm glad you're practicing your Spanish. I would like to meet your dog Cinnamon through pictures. My family sends you many greetings and warm hugs. Thank you for always encouraging me to continue in my studies. So those are the, and you always get the Spanish letter if it's a Spanish-speaking country. You always get the letter they write in Spanish, and then you get a translation. It takes probably 4 or 5 weeks in between time you write, it gets there, and time they write, it gets back to you. The emails get there right away, of course. So please stop by here or with Pat or outside with Paul, and I'll kind of be in between. And any questions you have, and we can, and thanks also so much for the people who are currently sponsors, and thank you for Father Mike for this invitation.